Good evening, everyone. I am Ashutosh Mehra, and I am a principal software engineer with Red Hat. Today, I'm going to talk about Project Lyden, and we'll look at what we have done so far in this project, and what are some of the things that are coming up in this project. So I've been involved with Project Lyden for more than a year. Let's do a quick recap of what this project is about. So the goal of the Lyden project is to improve the startup time, warm-up time, and footprint of your Java application. And it aims to achieve this by shifting computation. So this is not a new paradigm. JVM has been using this technique in various ways to improve its performance. So you can shift computation forward in time or backward in time. So GC, where, you know, the GC is an example of shifting computation forward in time. Your object becomes dead at some point in time, but you delay collecting that memory. CDS archive, it allows the JVM to pre-parse the class files and store in a format which is easier for JVM to consume. So that's an example of shifting computation backward in time. So instead of doing this processing at runtime, you are doing it in archive generation time. So far, in this project, most of the effort has been in improving the startup time and warm-up time. So before we look into what we have done so far, let's understand why the JVM is slow to start. This is because JVM performs or tends to do things lazily. It performs computations on demand as required. And the reason for this behavior is it makes the Java platform highly dynamic, which is good for Java developers. They get flexibility and extensibility. And it also benefits JVM in multiple ways. So in case your application behavior changes at runtime, it can adapt to it quickly. It knows the exact hardware and CPU that it is running on, so it can exploit their capabilities. And obviously, it is doing the work which is needed to run the business logic. So there is no wasted effort here. But all of these benefits come at the expense of stretching your startup time. But is that how the things have to be? If you look at from the Java developer point of view, once your application is written, most of the classes and the interconnections are established. And JVM is repeating the activity of loading and linking those classes in every run. And they don't change over from one run to another. So herein lies the opportunity. We can shift some of the computation that the JVM is doing in every run and do them ahead of time. So let's look at this a bit more deeper into details. Let's say you have a Hello World Java program and you want to execute it. You compile it using your Java C compiler, which generates your class file. It's a binary file. And the class file describes the business logic of your class, but it also describes the connections that this class is going to have with other classes in the JDK. So for instance, in this example of Hello World, it is using a JDK class called system. It's accessing its static variable called out, which happens to be of type print stream. Then it is calling a println method in that print stream class, passing some constant string. And the main method you can see it's accepting arguments which are of type Java lang string. So as we write the Java code, we are also describing how this class depends on other classes in the system. And all of this information is represented symbolically in the class file.